The Biggs and Barr Show. Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
106.1 Shay.
Good morning. That is us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Hopefully you had a decent family day, and you're prepared for the white death from above.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to snow today.
It's coming.
We're also going to, we have an idea, because we're all feeling a little fat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we always feel fat, but we're feeling extra fat.
And, to be honest, we've been to a few events. We think some of you are feeling fat, too. we've seen you. Yeah.
So we want to pitch something to you, see how many of you guys would be interested, all right? So we'll do that. We're also going to give away a trip to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Which is exciting. You have no more chances to text in on that one, but the new one, because we got another trip to Cuba next week, I believe, right?
Yeah, to Cuba.
So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the worst smell in the world.
We all think we've smelled it.
Yeah. We definitely have.
One of us may have created it.
And the big Blues Fest announcement today.
Ooh. RBC Blues Fest.
Full lineup, and it's quite impressive. It's a good year for Blues Fest.
Star Report.
Yeah, the snow is coming.
There's snow coming.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, why are we playing that? I don't see any.
Well, it's supposed to start in about 20 minutes.
Oh!
Really? And snow throughout the day, 10 centimeters or so in the Ottawa City area, and maybe up to 15.
Can we not?
In the outskirts.
Can we not talk about it until the kids are on the school buses and on their way? Can we not?
Yeah, they might cancel the school buses just in anticipation of snow.
Can we not?
Oh, look. Hold on. Let me see.
What do you mean? No, hold on.
No email yet.
The kids are off yesterday. They're going to be off Friday because of another PA
day. PA day, but yeah. There's a strike in some places.
The public schools are striking.
This week as well. Yeah. It's 2 days of school, I think, this week. Could be one.
Yeah.
Shut your filthy mouth.
Dad, like, in all honesty, being a kid nowadays.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? PA days out your wazoo.
Yeah.
Strikes out your wazoo.
Snow
days. Hey, it might rain really hard. Let's cancel the buses.
No, it's true.
But it used to be when buses were canceled, our parents still dragged our ass to school.
Oh, really?
Now nobody goes to school.
No. I mean, it's great for them now. Later on in life, maybe.
Oh, no,
awful.
Sure.
The rest of us have to pay for them.
Yeah. Yeah, when they wake up and they see it snow, and they're like, I guess I have the day off. No, you don't. Get your ass in.
Anyway, not snowing yet, but they say it's coming, so we're going to have to trust them because I'm not a meteorologist. I just have eyes. And so far, no snow.
Like, what else does a meteorologist have?
Well, they have tools. You're supposed to be able to read
Doppler. The Doppler radar.
Stuff like that.
Using Doppler radar?
Yeah.
I think, don't they say, oh, let's check the Doppler. Don't they say that still?
Is that all?
To be honest, I don't really watch a lot of weather or news.
Okay.
Because it's aggravating.
I was hoping the science had evolved past something they had when we were a child.
Well,
check out the Doppler radar. All right. Well, it's supposed to snow. And if they cancel buses, I'm not going home.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-ass news.
Well, the Ottawa Senators host the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Leafs play the first of a home-and-home with Pittsburgh. They lost 5-2 to Buffalo on Sunday. Habs on the road against the Red Wings. Ratings for the NBA All-Star Game up 8% over last year. An average of 7.3 million viewers watching on Sunday night. I was not one of them. House of Commons getting back underway today following a break week that was filled with anti-pipeline protests and rail blockades that have basically grounded large amounts of passenger and freight traffic to a halt across the country. They're demonstrating in opposition to the natural gas pipeline that crosses the Wet'suwet'en First Nation in British Columbia. So, negotiations between teachers' unions and the conservative government, well, guess what, fellas? They've stalled. all four of Ontario's teachers' unions are staging a one-day walkout across the province this Friday, so all the kids get another long weekend. So,
yay!
Good times.
Woo!
The lineup for RBC Blues Fest has been announced. You already know about Rage Against the Machine, Jack Johnson, other bands like that. But Blink 182 is coming. Alanis Morissette coming back
home.
And Chris's favorite, Boys to Men.
Nice.
How do I say goodbye?
Is that on bended knee?
To what we had.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll talk to someone from RBC Blues Fest in a little bit.
And
to,
my favorite band, too.
Yeah, don't forget Blue Rodeo.
Blue Rodeo. Blue Rodeo.
But Blue, come on, Blue Rodeo plays every weekend somewhere. The snow will start today if it hasn't already in your area. Sometimes heavy this morning, then changing to maybe rain or drizzle in the afternoon. About 10 centimeters of snow. It will continue a bit tonight. And tomorrow, sun and cloud. Temperature will fall to minus 10, and then Thursday, sunny and minus 9. Right now, it is minus 12, and that's the latest.
Biggs and Barr. The Biggs and Barr Show.
On 106.1 Shea.
That's us. Good morning. We're going to talk about the RBC Blues Fest. Full lineup.
Woo!
We got a fella from the RBC Blues Fest jumping on the phone with us to break it down. Plus,
break it down for you now.
Science has determined how often you should use a towel. Which sounds...
oddly enough, we talked about last week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because our man James over there had an idea.
Yeah.
He did.
Still do have that idea, Jason.
Well, it's already been done.
Not exactly.
I'm pretty sure. Exactly.
Not exactly.
Okay.
Pretty damn close.
You say so.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We actually talked about towels last week, which is crazy. Because some new scientific information has arrived in our hands this week.
About towels.
Yeah. The question everyone wakes up to every morning, how many times should you use your towel before you wash it?
I have no idea how many times I use my towel because we all have all white towels.
Oh,
and
no.
All the same. So I hang it in the same place after my shower every day over top of an air vent so it dries. So unless my wife watches,
you should be able to tell if you have a fresh towel.
Yeah, but he's not keeping track.
Yeah, but I don't really think about it.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Okay.
So. I have a magic towel fairy in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
It just magically washes and replaces towels.
It's like amazing. I may have been using the same towel since August.
Well, that's not good.
I doubt that.
Three times is what science is saying.
Three times.
Three times, and it's time to wash it.
All right.
Bacteria mold start growing after each time. Hanging it does slow that down, but after three, it hits a tipping point. After that, you're basically rubbing bacteria mold all over yourself.
That's ridiculous.
So... well, it's weird because we actually talked about towels last week, did we not?
We did.
Now, this doesn't really fit in exactly, but you have a new towel idea, which might make this more than three times.
Yeah, let's head back in time.
Let's do it.
Because I use the same towel for like a week.
Sure. Well,
you know, I always take note where I dry certain areas on my body.
But you're all clean. What does it matter?
It doesn't matter. There's going to be residual bits. Then I had an idea. What if there's like a towel that's all different materials and like logos on the towel for where you wash? Like, here's a great spot for your face.
May I point something out to you?
Yes.
U.S. Patent number 200201924351, towel with segregated body part areas.
Come on.
Right here. You mean you didn't Google search it at all?
Wow, that really felt the time travel there. That was great.
You know what, guys?
What's that?
If you look back through history,
okay,
it's all about timing and opportunity. Obviously, I am in sync here with the planet.
But you can't.
It's already been invented.
You can't do anything with it.
I saw the patent. It's not what I had in mind.
They're going to award the case to that person. You're basically
not really, because mine's going to be different materials in each of the different spots, Chris.
Like what material?
I've told you, like maybe for one area,
a
chamois.
I didn't remember.
Yeah, geez, we discussed this 4 days ago.
So a chamois.
A chamois area, a small microfiber thing for your body and your legs, the parts that can take it, just a normal kind of towel. Softer materials for different parts. So your undercarriage, real nice and soft, but also very drying. Look, I can see the twinkle in your eye.
There's no twinkle
over there. There hasn't been a twinkle for years.
If you could invent something that, like, you stand in it like your shower, except there's no water, it's just air from the top and the bottom, and you just air dried, that'd be way better than a towel.
Yeah, like a huge, like a car wash.
Yeah, like
one. Like a fan?
At the end of a car wash.
Kind of like a fan.
Yeah.
That'd be way better than your towel, and you wouldn't have to wash it.
Yeah. And then you're good.
A little more expensive, but in the long run, maybe not.
Don't they do that in Austin Powers?
I don't know. I don't remember what. I didn't remember the towel idea from last week. How am I supposed to remember what they did in Austin Powers?
Yeah. Either way.
97.
You're going to have a legal battle on your hands.
You think so, eh?
Saying.
You know, I'm prepared because the world needs it.
You're not prepared.
You're not prepared.
You're not even a little bit.
Yeah, that's
here's AC
completely accurate.
Yeah. On 106.1 Shay.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, it's minus 12 right now. We're getting a bunch of snow today, 10 to 15 centimeters or so. It's already started in the West End towards Arne Prior. Afternoon, the commute will be rough. Not because of the snow, mostly because of the people. Politicians getting back to work today, theoretically. They have this rail blockade to deal with. It's already a short week. Get ready for it to be shorter. Teachers in all four boards are striking this Friday. And RBC Blues Fest has announced the full lineup. We have Mark Monahan on the phone to chat about it. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
I am doing well.
You must be pretty excited. This lineup this year is very impressive.
It's always a great day when we get to announce this lineup, and we don't need to be secretly running around and not letting people know who's coming.
Yeah. Do you want to do it, or do you want us to do it for you?
Well, you can. I think you've got the list there.
I mean, we already know about Rage Against the Machine and Jack Johnson and a couple of the other ones, but you got Blink 182.
Woo!
Alanis Morissette coming home
for
the weekend.
Yeah, my favorite, Boys to Men.
You love it?
Very excited.
Jamie's favorite, Blue Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Friends of ours in Billy Talent.
Yeah.
Garbage is going to be there. It's just an amazing line. The Saints and Sinners tour, which could be an entire, well, it is an entire tour by itself. Big Wreck, Headstones, Moist, and the Tea Party. It's just fantastic.
I love Mark reading through the lineup and like how you got all Rage right on. Then you got Jack Johnson, nice and smooth.
It's great.
And then it could get hot in her with Nelly.
Yeah.
Out there. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
So congrats.
No, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's obviously an eclectic mix of stuff there. You know, Ottawa's a big rock town, so the Rage thing's huge. But Blink, Billy Talent, Grandson is another one in there.
Oh, yeah, Grandson.
You know, lots of active rock, like you said, the 90s stuff, plus the tried and true, whether it's Jack or Blue Rodeo, and a whole host of up-and-comers, too. So we think it's pretty strong, and we'll see tomorrow.
That's what the great thing is about Blues Fest, is that you're always going to find something that you already like. And then you're probably going to end up seeing something that you didn't know you liked.
Yeah, it's really about discovery. And, you know, about half of our customers now come and buy a passport. So come and hang out and, you know, hopefully find something that they came for, but also stuff they didn't.
So the pre-sale starts Wednesday at 10 a.m. And you know, the festival runs July 9th to 19th. And I imagine those the passes sell pretty quickly.
They do, and we are, the Rage thing has been a big announcement, and there's been a lot of bots and scalpers and such, so we're just encouraging people to buy through our website, ottawabluesfest.ca, because there's a lot of tricksters out there, and if you Google stuff, you're not always coming to our site or a legitimate ticket buyer.
No, for sure. Avoid the ne'er-do-wells and go to ottawabluesfest.ca.
Yes.
And we will we'll be giving away tickets all week on our show, and we thank you for those.
Full festival passes.
Yes, full festival
passes,
which is awesome. All right, well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we want to congratulate you seriously on a phenomenal lineup this year.
It's
great. We're really excited to be a part of it, our first year here in Ottawa, and we wish you nothing but success, and we hope to see you that week.
Great. Well, thank you for your support, and have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Mark. Ciao.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right, RBC Blues Fest, the full lineup is at their website. Please, if you're going to buy tickets, do it from their website. And we'll be going away all week long just after 7 o'clock.
Avoid the ticket douches. Go there.
Yeah. The tricksters, eh?
Tricksters.
Watch those tricksters.
Biggs and Barr. The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do you guys want to buy my dirt bike? 2006 CRF 450 for $3,000.
I don't really have much use for a dirt bike.
2006?
Yeah, that's an old bike.
It seems steep.
Yeah, that is pretty steep.
For $3,000? Can't you get a brand new one for like $5,000? $7,000?
Yeah.
All right.
I would think.
All right. Can you guys rig the trip contest and just send me?
No.
Well, maybe for the right amount of money. But I'm guessing you don't want to spend any money, which is why you're asking us to rig it, so no.
Yeah. Plus, we'd rig it so we could go.
Yeah, if we could rig anything. That's sticking in our craw a little bit, that we're giving away all these trips to, like, Dominican Republic and Cuba to you fine people, which is nice, but we don't get to go on any of them.
Wouldn't that be an added bonus? You get to go on a trip with us?
Spot we're the on, best. Chris.
What's your favorite book? I don't really have a favorite book. I have some favorite authors. I have a favorite series. The Uhtred series. Have you seen that TV show, The Last Kingdom? It's on Netflix and stuff. That is based on the Uhtred. It's a great series.
I like a classic. I like the Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah.
I think
is that about sex?
No, it's not about that. SEA. Like the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
Not the letter C. Yeah. It's not about a little blue pill.
When a cow laughs, does milk come out of its nose?
No.
No.
No!
If it was drinking it.
What are you, an idiot? No, it doesn't.
How is it that you are calling for 10 to 15 centimeters of snow, but your sister station Kiss calling for 3 to 5s? Do you not get the same forecast? Well, they're dumb. I just follow Environment Canada, and they say 10 to 15 centimeters. So I don't really concern myself with a little fart of snow like 10 to 15 centimeters because it doesn't bother me. I know people will go insane on the roads, people that don't have snow tires in this climate like morons.
To clarify, none of us are trained meteorologists.
No.
We just take what Environment Canada says and report it.
Yeah, I just read it to you. When I really want to know the weather, I look out the window or I go outside.
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, no.
Who's the best smelling person you know?
Best smelling person.
Chris always smells decent.
Thank you. I'm glad I smelled
decent. Well, I guess sometimes you don't.
What do you mean sometimes?
When have you noticed
don't?
Chris not smelling nice or odorless?
Or odorless. He's never odorless.
I know.
You're saying sometimes he smells like something else, but most of the time you smell.
You're referring to my cigarette days, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that's. But you generally, like, I don't associate a smell with you.
No, I don't smell.
No.
Because I don't shower in the mornings, which you would think I would stink. I shower in the evenings, but I've never stank, even like playing 4 hours of basketball. I don't stink.
Do you put on the old pit stick in the morning?
No, I haven't worn deodorant in probably 20 years.
Really?
I don't smell.
Oh, naturel.
I'm not like what's his name there? That actor who says he has a natural musk and you should be stank and
Matthew
McConaughey. I'm not like that. I shower daily, but I just don't have a stank. Yeah. I'm stankless.
All right. What's your thoughts on the Blues Fest lineup? We just talked to artistic director Mark Monahan about a half an hour ago or 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And we told him it was great.
The lineups.
We great. Agree.
I mean, no matter what kind of music you like, there's somebody you want to see at Blues Fest.
Like I like Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
I like Jack Johnson. Billy Talent. I like Blink 182.
Headstones.
I like Grandson.
Moist.
I like the Barr Brothers, for obvious reasons.
Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Take Me Back to 96. Sweet Grade 10 Dance Moments.
Do they sing The End of the Road?
They do.
That what it is?
And On Bended Knee.
Okay.
And One Sweet Day.
I'm surprised they remembered one of them.
Is One Sweet Day there? I think so.
I don't know. You're the fan, not me.
What's that one?
Say goodbye to what we had. I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
All the good times that made us glad. Come on now. You were trying to get your grind on at the school dance to some Boys to Men. I know Jamie wasn't because he's 12 years old.
Like 11 in 96.
You weren't?
I might have. I don't recognize this.
You should call your wife and ask her if she remembers you getting your grind on with her.
I don't think so.
No?
No, not to that.
Okay.
When those songs came on, I like went out in the hall. And stuff.
Oh, you're a cool guy.
Yeah, I was too cool.
Cool guy,
too
Jason.
Cool for that.
That's another edition of
Instant Answer Questions.
Hey, How's everyone doing this morning?
Great.
Great.
Careful out there.
Yeah. Weather's a bit iffy.
Yeah.
Bit icky. It's icky. It's joke text time.
And we have full festival passes to RBC Blue
Fest,
which is great. We have them all week.
So what we do is you text us jokes to 762-555. We read the best, worst jokes you can think of to Pasty Jamie over here. Whichever one he laughs at the hardest wins.
What do you call a sleeping bull?
What?
A bulldozer.
Ooh. Ready to laugh today.
Okay. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but their flag is a big plus.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Fact joke.
Yeah, yeah.
What did... Oh, man, the jokes are coming in so fast.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What?
A hippo is really heavy and a Zippo is a little lighter.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a fine in the park the other day for lining the squirrels up from tallest to shortest. I guess they didn't like my critter sizing.
Oh, wow.
His face. Critter sizing. Yeah, hopefully they do better.
All right. Justice is a dish best served cold. If it were served warm, it'd just be just water.
Just water.
Oh, yeah.
I want just water for them.
Instead of ice.
Yeah. Just ice.
That's what Batman likes in his drink. Just
what,
ice.
What
just
does ice. A zombie vegetarian eat?
What?
Grains.
Classic.
You've really got to hand it to short people because they usually can't reach it anyway. Oh, wow. Well, that kind of made me laugh.
It's not even a joke.
A slice of apple pie is $2.50 in Jamaica and $3 in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
These are the pirates of the Caribbean.
That was a good one.
A classic.
Pirates.
What do you get when there's a fire and an earthquake at the same time?
What?
Shake and bake.
Wow.
Hey, spring is here. I got so excited, I wet my plants.
Someone sent that in.
Yeah, somebody sent that.
Wow.
Why don't koala bears hang around with other koala bears?
Why?
Because they don't meet the koalifications.
Supposed to be why don't koala bears hang out with other bears.
Yeah. I just read them, man.
Yeah. I just watched a documentary about beavers. It was the best damn show I ever saw.
Best damn show.
I think damn just.
Damn, the best show I've ever saw.
What do you call a nun who sleepwalks?
What?
A Roman Catholic.
He's roaming around.
Yeah.
Grocery store, checkout lady. Paper or plastic? Me. Either I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just reading them.
I know. Yeah. I got you.
Hey, you know what the loudest pet you can get is?
What?
A trumpet.
Yep, I guess it would be. My mother never saw the irony in calling me a son of a bitch.
That's your mother. I shouldn't speak about your mother that way.
Yeah.
Why don't professional boxers have sex before a fight?
Why?
Oh, they probably don't like each other. Really? I don't got you.
They've never heard it. You're right. They probably don't.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's pick one.
Pick one.
The boxer one. Then.
Really?
That was like the only one I hadn't heard before.
Okay. Why don't professional boxers have sex before a fight? Because they probably don't like each other. All right, winner. You have got full festival passes for RBC Blues Fest.
Wow. And who's there, Jason? Who, after the big announcement this morning?
Well, Rage Against the Machine, we heard of.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson, we know already. Yeah. Blink-182.
Wow.
Billy Talent.
Alanis Morissette, Blue Rodeo, Garbage, Big Wreck, Headstones, Moist, The Tea Party, July Talk.
Yeah.
It's endless.
Don't forget Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah.
I made a few of those. But listen, they asked that you buy tickets, if you're going to buy tickets, from their site. Because there's some tricksters out there. So make sure you go to the official website.
Okay? OttawaBluesFest.ca.
Yeah. What was that?
OttawaBluesFest.ca.
Did you just turn into a robot?
I don't know.
Do you think we're the only ones hearing that?
Maybe.
Oh, they're back.
Oh, I thought it was just me hearing that.
Our buddies in Crownlands are playing.
Yeah.
You know those guys? They're good guys. All right.
Your mic is great because it's a mix between cutting out and robot. So I don't know if it's in yours. Fix it.
I don't know.
I thought it was just my ears playing tricks.
Dude, that's great. It's entertaining to us, if anything, which is all that matters. But anyways, congrats.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
And science has determined the worst smell in the world.
They have, yeah.
I would have thought that this was more subjective, more personal.
No. It's an article from the New York Times.
Okay.
They asked a whole bunch of people what's the worst smell in the world. They did some stuff. Whatever,
like
collective?
Like
collective,
what
everything.
Everyone thinks is the worst smell in the world?
As a scientist was developing a stink bomb for the Department of Defense in 1998, okay. And he tested tons of scents. And he found the smell. The smell of the latrines from military fields was the most universally repulsive.
Well, of course it is.
So she developed a stink bomb recipe off that. Jesus.
Wow.
You're fired.
See, I would have, like, personally, I can't stand the smell of, like, old cigarettes and floral perfume.
Yep.
Like, when someone, like, I guess a woman generally is a smoker and puts on floral perfume afterwards, I think it's disgusting.
That's not a good smell.
It's awful.
Not a good smell.
I'd rather just smell the cigarettes.
It's crazy that, because we did not know that this was the worst smell. We have many times have yelled at Jamie.
His hockey equipment's awful.
His hockey equipment smells like vomit and urine mixed together. But other substances that come out of Jamie. You
know, yeah.
We're going to keep this as uncrass as possible.
Sure, that is like a latrine.
We have accused him of smelling like a war tent, like a civil war tent. Mm-hmm.
Like where they're amputating.
Like sickness. Like they're sick. It's not just
dysentery and stuff. Yeah.
it's not just poop. It's poop mixed with sickness. Like, that's what
you're
the worst.
Ooh, there's something wrong with you. You got to go to the doctor.
And that's what a military latrine probably exactly smelled like.
So you think I could have been working for the Department of Defense all these years?
Yeah.
You could have helped them to develop this recipe.
Jarring my stuff?
No.
Just Jamie hanging out of the bottom of a plane crop dusting?
Yeah. That's it. What happened? That's chemical warfare. I don't think that's allowed.
They actually developed like a stink bomb recipe. It's called thioacetone.
Oh, that's what they called it?
Thioacetone.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. Look it up. Thioacetone.
That's great.
So, that's what we're going to start calling
it. Wow, what a surprise that poo smells bad. Thanks, science.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We all moved here, we've been on the air six months.
6 months or whatever.
Moved a month before that or so. When you move, your schedules change. Eat out a lot more.
Your job isn't active to begin with.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I at least haven't been able to go to the gym as much.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Oh, I have a membership. I just don't go.
We've all put on a couple pounds, is what we're saying.
Oh, yeah.
We all feel like this right here.
That is a good audio representation of how I feel.
Yeah.
Now,
none of us are.
I'm not gonna
slim
like,
gyms to begin with. You know,
you're not gonna be able to like bounce quarters off my abs or anything like that ever. But I also don't want to be gross.
No, there's a line between just being like a little bit, you know,
like I like
to
live.
Yeah. And feeling like this. I guess we feel like this right here. So the three of us before have kind of decided between ourselves. There's been a few times in our 10-year friendship or doing the show where we were like, you know what? Let's all lose some weight.
Sure.
We set some goals. We get on it, and we've all dropped some weight.
It's really not that hard to do once you get on it.
It's not.
Starting it is the most difficult thing.
But we wanted to know if there was a group of you that wanted to join us. Again, this is very early in the planning stage.
We're just sussing this out.
Yeah, sussing it out.
Our boss loves when we like suss things out on the air.
Yeah, and not talk about it until we get on the air.
Yeah.
But we want to see if there's any sort of like excitement, if you guys want to jump in with us and we'll maybe give some prizes or, you know, set some goals.
Yeah.
We'll try to get a gym involved, some dietitians, like everything.
But I was thinking maybe we could get like a group of people, and this is the part our boss will be surprised about. Maybe if we set like a dollar amount or something for every
pound
the group collectively loses,
we can donate it
to a charity or something like that.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever loses the most percentage of weight,
sure, we'll get a prize.
We'll get a prize also maybe.
And then
you had a great name for it.
The Great Unfattening?
Yeah. That's what we should call it.
So yeah, I think it would be fun, and then it's easier to stick to it because we'll be held accountable for it.
Yeah.
Right?
And we're all, it does help when you do it in groups because we all kind of cheer each other on and you're trying to beat the other person. Like,
or chirp each other.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. Like, the three of us, it'll just become a competition.
Like, in this room, guaranteed anytime Jamie, you and I put anything into our mouths, Chris will be like, oh, staying fat, are we?
Yeah.
I do have the edge up on these two because but not in weight loss because right. I probably have the least amount of fat to lose.
Yeah. I could drop a good 50 pounds and feel good about myself.
Yeah.
I 50?
Could. Yeah. If I Whew. So, but I mean, I'm still down for it. I'll still go head to head with you and everybody else.
Well,
so.
It doesn't do you any harm to be healthier.
No.
All right.
No, I won't do it the healthy way. No, I'm kidding.
You're just going to starve yourself?
No, we'll get people involved
sure.
who know more about this than we do.
We already had one text. I'm in. Great.
Nice. Perfect. Nice.
Now, should we set, like, a bar?
What do you mean?
Of weight.
Well, you have
like,
to be
because we're really
so
trying to
fat.
Help to a certain extent, right? Like, are we going to get some person who's already in great shape, they just want, like, a free gym membership?
I don't think so.
I mean, we need to see pictures.
I mean, those people are motivated already.
Yeah.
Or they have just great metabolism, blessed by the Lord.
Yeah.
Hyperthyroid.
Yeah.
No, I think people are not that schneevy. Again, we'll get a sense of who people are who are trying to join us.
Yeah,
right?
Here you go. Here's a motivational story. I'm in. I was 443 pounds at Thanksgiving, down 93 pounds. Hope to drop more by July.
Wow.
That's great. Sure. Like, you got to be honest with yourself.
Why are you playing that?
Well,
he's lost 100 pounds almost already.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, do you have a higher pitch version that we could play for? Like, because he's still a pretty big fella, but I mean,
I don't.
No.
I don't.
Might be a woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
Male or female?
443 pound woman?
Yeah. Have you seen those TLC shows, man?
Sure.
I don't. It makes me sad.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just an idea right now. Sounds like we might be able to make a go of it.
But let us know.
And maybe help some people out.
Yeah, I think we're going to do it.
Health-wise and charity-wise.
Sure. So. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Okay.
I like all of it. The Great Unfattening.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
It is time
auto
for
Auto. What?
Yeah, that Auto What. The contest we play where we ask 5 trivia questions. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but you got to get all 5 in, and your first answer counts for each question. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. What are we up to?
$270.
Damn.
And we have Todd on the line.
Oh, good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
How are you at the trivia, sir?
Oh, we hit and missed.
All right. Well, I hope you hit more than you missed.
Yeah, at least you're honest. All right, your time will start after I read the first question. You ready?
All set.
Okay. What U.S. state was the bread twist tie invented in?
Oklahoma.
What massive local music festival had the lineup announced this morning?
Blues Fest.
What former Senators player who wore number 4 is having his number retired tonight?
Chris Phillips.
What is the call sign handle of Iceman's navigator in the movie Top Gun?
Iceman's past.
What artist had his first number 1 album in the U.S. with Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy? We'll let you answer.
Yeah.
Elton John.
Okay, let's see how you did. All right. The artist who had his first number 1 album in the U.S. with Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy was indeed Elton John.
Wow.
What is the call sign handle of Iceman's navigator in the movie Top Gun?
You passed.
Yeah, the answer was Slider.
Ah.
Slider.
What former Senators player who wore number 4 is having his number retired tonight? Indeed, Chris Phillips.
Yeah.
What massive local music festival had the lineup announced this morning? You were correct, RBC Blues Fest. And what U.S. state was the bread twist tie invented in? Was indeed
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
But since you passed, you didn't get it.
Do I get a bonus point for that one?
No, sorry. But thanks for playing, man. You did great.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Try again tomorrow, Todd.
And thanks to Todd's inadequacy, the pot is up to $280 tomorrow.
That's crazy. It was Oklahoma. I thought for sure it was Kansas.
Carry on my wayward son.
No. Everyone knows it was Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
$280 tomorrow. Good luck to everybody. All right.
And we got a trip to give away.
Oh.
So if you qualify to go to the Dominican Republic
last week.
Yeah, pretty much
everybody.
We could be calling you. You must answer the phone or we'll go on to the next person.
Look at this idiot. Dancing around.
And Jamie's dancing in the studio.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show. after the Biggs and Barr Show at 9. Leave it locked for 2 hours of nonstop rock to start your workday. It's a two-hour rock ride on 106.1 Shea.
Yep. It's gross out there, but we still need your questions, please.
762-555. Any question you want.
Ask about the weather. I mean, that's...
Nah.
You know, no, don't ask about the weather.
Like, hey, how's the weather?
It's gross.
Yeah.
Is it snowing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is. All right. Don't ask about the weather, but ask about anything else you want. Any topic, any subject, anything you've ever needed answered on anything.
762-555.
Blues Fest was announced today. You could ask about that.
Sure.
Also giving away a trip to Cuba next Monday, which would be fantastic when you look at your window right now. So, I mean, you could ask about that. Whatever you want, right?
Literally. Whatever you want.
Ask about Jamie's thighs. He loves talking about his thighs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More so my calves.
What? I've never heard you mention your calves once. You always talk about your thighs.
Hey, we had a
competition.
Yeah, but more often you mentioned your thighs.
Well, because they don't really match any other part of my body.
See?
Like, they're rank lean.
Them up. Rank them up. All right. Anything got? We'll do our best.
762-555.
Biggs and Barr. The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shea.
Jason, read your thing.
Oh. Instant answer question time brought to you by Algonquin College.
Fire.
Oh, okay.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Good laughs, hey, boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
any question you want to answer? Like, did you watch the Daytona 500?
I did not. I saw some highlights.
Wasn't there a huge crash?
Yeah, right here, crash. Yeah.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
It was a spectacular crash. He doesn't have any life-threatening injuries, if you can imagine that.
They're serious, but not life. He finished the race.
Sliding across
just off the
finish line, right?
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, they hit him while he was upside down.
Yeah,
like, right on the driver's side door, like, upside down.
What is the best combination of cheeses for mac and cheese?
Well, that's easy. Just Kraft Dinner.
The powder, whatever comes in the powder.
That's not the best mac and cheese.
Yes, it is.
What's better than Kraft?
Yeah, you can make
better?
A nice homemade mac and cheese.
Get your ghetto mac and cheese out of here.
What are you talking about?
Rocks.
There's other boxed mac and cheeses that are better than Kraft Dinner.
What box?
President's Choice or Compliments, whatever, cheddar is better than normal Kraft Dinner.
No.
It, and I'm sticking to it.
No.
It is good, but it's not better than...
It is better.
And take your homemade mac and cheese and just give it to somebody else because I don't want it.
What are you going to mix Velveeta in there?
No, some cheddar, some Gouda.
No.
Get out of here.
I don't mind a nice casserole made with different cheeses, but not a mac and cheese.
It's the same thing.
It's not. The only mac and cheese I want if I'm having mac and cheese is Kraft Dinner. Sorry.
Broaden your horizons a little bit.
Broaden my horizons.
He's the broadest eater in here.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
It's the best.
President's Choice white cheddar takes the cake.
Shush. What's the longest road trip you've ever taken?
The longest road trip?
Just a few years ago went out to Nova Scotia.
I drove to Nova Scotia. I've driven to Florida several times.
I drove to Boston, saw a concert, and drove back in the same day.
Wow.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're in the middle of a road trip, you're like, this is stupid.
It's the worst.
I should have just stayed overnight somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But,
why does Chris say he's fat? I thought he was just a shredded god. I don't know.
Maybe at one point.
Yeah, I've softened up a bit. Moving will do that to you. But I'll get shredded.
Are you
again.
Saying you were shredded at one point?
For a 40-year-old man,
shredded?
I was in pretty good shape.
Sure you were.
That wasn't shredded.
Shredded?
No, it's a text. I'm just using them.
You agreed with us reading.
Because I said a shredded god. Like, obviously, I don't think I'm a shredded god. What's the meaning of life in your opinion?
There is no meaning of life.
Zero meaning.
And the quicker you realize it, then the happier you will be realizing that life has no meaning.
Just
it doesn't
fun.
Mean you have to be sad.
Take care of the things you create, basically your children. Have some fun. Don't take anything too seriously. Try to improve the world a bit while you're here.
Does anyone have a spare Arctic Cat belt size 0627034? I blew mine on the weekend. Thanks.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. Weren't you carrying an extra? You always got to carry two belts.
Do you really have to always carry two belts?
Oh, that's a good idea to have a spare belt handy.
You throw for a rip in the snow, right?
Yeah. And you're shredding pow.
Yeah, you should have some
ripping a hoss,
one in your toolkit, right?
Really? I didn't know that.
Always good to have an extra belt. Yeah.
My son seems a little wayward as of late. Any advice on what he should do?
How old? Wayward.
Go drink some CCR.
So he can be a fortunate son? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, he said my wayward. Oh, that's Kansas.
Yeah.
Wow, I've been drinking.
Carry on my wayward son.
I don't know why I had fortunate son in my head.
Because we played it.
Is that why?
Yeah. Okay. It was stuck in your head.
Sorry, folks. Blew that one, huh?
Yeah, he sure did.
Oh, what an idiot. If you were on a beach in Cuba, what would you be rocking, a Speedo or a swim trunks?
I would wear swim trunks.
Yeah, swim trunks.
I have worn a Speedo on occasion for jokes.
In public?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, many years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been awful.
No, I was a lot thinner then.
Yeah, but you're hairy. Like, so much hair.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
Sure it is. It's nature's sunscreen.
Okay. Please don't ever do that when we're around. Can you?
I'm definitely doing it now.
All right. Great. Can't wait. Sign me up. I don't want to trip anymore. Cancel me.
It's an answer question time.
Good morning. It's Big Zimbar Show. That's it for us today.
Be careful in the snow, eh? Yeah, if you haven't noticed, it's snowing outside.
Take your time. Hey, strap on some skis and throw a rope into the trunk there and get pulled down the road. But make sure the downhill skis, not those pansy cross-country ones. You'll be dancing all over the place in those ones.
Right. I think that's illegal. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
What about water skis, eh?
I don't think they'd work well.
No.
Maybe an inner tube.
Also, who would drive the car if you put, like, if you're just alone?
Your
wife?
Your old lady.
Your gal.
Your old lady,
Your old lady can drive the car in there. You can drive behind an inner tube.
Or at least a GT.
Yeah. Have a couple darts on the way, too. Hands free, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to light a dart when you're getting towed behind a car, though.
In all seriousness, can I be serious just for a second?
I don't know.
Have you ever been serious?
Even when you try to be serious, we don't take you serious.
Can I be serious, please?
Yeah, okay.
Do you mind if I'm serious for a second?
Can you be serious?
Try.
One of the greatest things.
What are you saying? What are you doing?
Say it.
You're just laughing and you're not saying words.
Peace over here.
Say what you're saying.
You wanted me to be serious.
Serious, man.
One of the greatest things that I've ever done as a child was GT behind, like, a snowmobile.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
And I think of that, though, now. Just listen.
Why did you have to be serious for that?
Just listen.
I'm listening.
Okay. Because it was, you think about it, it's so dangerous.
It was dangerous.
You know what I mean? And you'd have to swerve around trees, and this wasn't just in a field. So imagine someone doing that today, and how dumb kids are these days.
Our parents used to hand us lawn darts and say, go throw these at each other. Don't worry about it.
Hey, just got a text. The LRT is broken down.
Oh, no.
People have been told to get out and walk from Parliament to Rideau.
No.
So if you do have a spare GT and a car.
You can use it.
We should do that.
Go pull people downtown.
Oh, man.
On toboggans.
Yeah. Or just get some sleds.
Shea truck's four-wheel drive.
Is it?
Sure.
Okay, who's driving? Let's go.
All right.
Get some rope.
Get a GT snow race.
We're on our way.
We're coming.
We're bringing rope and sleds.
Yeah.
Let's all get arrested.
Sure.
Have a great day, everybody. Play safe. Don't forget, next chance to qualify to go to Cuba's at 11. And we're giving away trips to the Blues Fest all week long, RBC Blues Fest, just after 7 a.m. See you tomorrow.